2022, 6:30 regular city council meeting. We're going to start tonight by Dave Oxman leading us in Pledge of Allegiance, followed by Paul Mattson with an opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we pray for the good of our Father. We give thee thanks for our many blessings. Thank you, Father, for your opportunity of us having lived in this valley, in this community. We pray, Father, thy Spirit be with us tonight and that we may counsel together and with your community to do the right things. We pray for civility tonight, Father, that all will be calm and respectful, and we may do diligence with the decisions we make tonight. I'm so grateful, Father, for all that we have, and pray for these things in the name of my Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Real call.
Lynn.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
Sam.
Here. Okay, this is approval of our minutes of our July 12th regular city council meeting, held at 6:30. Anybody that drove? I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for July 12th at 6:30 p.m. a regular meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Russell, seconded by Rondi, to approve the July 12th, 2022 regular city council meeting held at 6:30. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our July 26th, 2022 regular city council meeting held at 6:30 minutes. I make a motion to approve the minutes of July 26, 2022, 6:30 regular meeting.
Second.
Yeah, the motion by Paul, seconded by Russell, to approve the July 26, 2022 regular city council meeting held at 6:30. All those in favor? Any opposed? Next is approval of adjustments, transaction register dated 7-1 to 7-31 in the amount of $8,764.39.
Make a motion to approve transaction register 7-1-2022, 7-31-2022, amounts at $8,764.39.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Rondi, to approve the transaction register dated 7-1 to 7-31 in the amount of $8,764.39. Roll call.
Sam.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes. Yes.
Mike, just for you, just for Paul.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, next is approval of claim register dated 7-22-22 to 8-4-2022 in the amount of $590,518.68. On the last page, on the street improvements, what includes the department supplies for $23,000.
Which page was that on, sorry?
The last page, page five. So that's it, I mean, that's a total of everything going through the whole construction, through all. So it's not just one item, but it is. There's one item, department's price, $23,000, what's going through the whole, with everything in there, so that's about the fact, all the street supplies in there, register. So see, like, here's.
Are you talking page 15?
Yeah.
$23,000?
$23,000.
That's actually our. That's an our. $23,300, you want to, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an our. So it's a water fund, department supplies.
So that was the total of like $1,700. This is what I thought was, when you get back to the back page. That's one question. Anybody have any more questions? And I'll make a motion that we approve the invoice register from Mount Pleasant City from 7/22/2022 to 8/4/2022 in the amount of $590,518.68.
I'll second.
Okay. We got a motion by Russell, second by Paul, to approve claim register dated 7/22/22 to 8/4/2022 in the dollar amount of $590,518.68. Roll call.
Flaner?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Next is requisition. 7/2/2022/20238 to Irby for 2H Schedule 40 20-foot conduits, the dollar amount of $8,092.
Yeah, they just stopped. There's a thing with.
I don't care.
What do we have cameras we want? Part of it was stopped and the other part was for line extension.
To replace what you, replace the line extension you've done already?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve requisition number 7/2/2022/0238 to Irby for the 2H 20-foot conduit in the amount of $8,092.
Okay, I have a motion by Rodney, second by Sam, to approve requisition 7/2/2022/20238 to Irby for the total of $8,092. Roll call.
Flaner?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Next is requisition 7/2/2022/21155 to Carlson. Then total the price of $3,443.30. This is a bypass. You want this camera? Model 20. Surf saver?
Surf saver.
Temporary.
About another one.
So on the page we have services, the service goes bad. Like an underground service, they lose one leg of service. This thing will convert the other leg into two legs. So that they can be viable to repair their service. They've been borrowed from Ethan's. So a lot of time we just had them come around and borrow there again. What happens if you lose it, you're only getting 120 volts
motion that we approve requisition number 725-2022-1155, Long Corporation, in the amount of $3,443.30.
I will second that.
Okay, the motion by Charles, seconded by Lynn, to approve requisition 725-2022-1155 to Cardston for a Super Saver bypass. Roll call. Oh, the dollar amount is $3,443.30. Roll call.
Tom.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Lynn.
Yes.
Okay. Nikki, where's Nikki? Did you have all the information or you're late?
No, I'm late.
Okay. Could you send it? That's another part of the issue. It's a couple here. Okay, so we're on the table, the Exity Rodeo. She needs a little more information. She was kind of here. So next, Karen.
Oh, good. So I'm here. We get the land tax fees on our lot east of our home, that's 535 East Main, back in 2007. And so we paid an amount of $3,967. Taking it back a step further, when we bought the lot, the sewer connection was paid and the lateral was there. So what happened is, my daughter was going to build a home there, but then plans changed and it never happened. So Kenny and I slightly impacted, thinking, well, that would go with the law. Then the city did away with the impact fees. So I came to the mayor and talked with him and a couple of the workers and asked if we could convert those impact fees and that connection be into connections. And they said, yeah, go ahead. So we connected the water, sewer, power, the irrigation's already there. And there was a difference of $1,059.17, which is owed to us. And I would like to ask if we could take that money and put it as a credit toward our utility bill. I have the receipts and I don't know how much more information or what you think, but...
So there was an impact fee back in 2007, yes.
And we just thought, well, we'll leave it and then build if we ever build or whatever. And then when they took the impact fees away, we changed the connection fees, which it doesn't take that much money as what we paid to connect. Because one of the reasons is the sewer. You took away how much the city used to charge to sewer up, and a contractor does it, so that leaves a lot of much money. So there's $1,059.17 difference of what we paid to what the connection fees actually cost us.
First thing is for the city, if the impact fees paid to the city, we have to spend it within 6 years. They have to spend it on a project within that 6 years. So if you paid it in 2007, the city had to spend that money by 2013.
But then when we converted it to connections, it was 2016.
You didn't connect until 20, did you? This is your
way. Well, no, when we talked to you, it was a while. It was 16 or 17. We did connect. Yeah, we just barely got everything connected.
Because it completed the connection last year.
It's about law, just for that.
I don't really care to get the cash back, it's just turning the money to put it for my utility bill.
It would be hard to give the cash back because of that.
Yeah. I would just give it for the credit and the amount that I was there to connect.
We can concerned about can worm who might open up.
Yeah. Well, I did that.
Further investigation to see, I don't know how many others there are right here.
Probably not many because...
Yeah.
Out of the way it happened, you know.
Can you imagine how many people still come in from Sky Mountain Resort with 1979 and 80 receipts for time
records? Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the...
I mean, 1,059 is not, you know...
Yeah.
It's not the money, it's what we're concerned with.
Yeah.
Said and what we would order.
Yeah.
Like you said, they go way back. They go way back. They come in already.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah. Well, I do have a folder with the receipts and everything, but...
Yeah, it's not down there. Let us think about this for...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
It's hard to get it all right.
What if you need any more information than what I actually have said?
Yeah.
I have it, and I actually have dates of everything that happened, so...
We're not bound yet.
I know.
It's just, you know, I'm...
A decision.
I'd like to write you, just write you a check, but...
And I really honestly don't want to...
Yeah.
I would trade Bert the service if Bert had thought that if we could train for the service, that would be great.
Let's look into a little bit more.
Go ahead.
We'll see.
Okay.
So when is the sewer put in?
Well, the sewer was put in a long time ago.
Was it actually put in 79?
Yep.
That was just a lateral stuff.
But we found the lateral, looked to that lateral.
That's right.
And it was there, and I knew it was there because I had people in the day tell me where it was, but it just never was connected. But now it is, and it's actually the sewer that made the difference.
The sewer, if it's got mold in the property, I mean, that's
it was, yeah, and it was there, they
found
it.
There's no cops there.
They found it. So, okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
So somebody needs to make a motion to table it until next meeting or something. Yeah, I'll make a motion to table it. Our next council meeting. You have a second? Yeah, I'll second. Okay. So I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Russell, to look at it a little bit more and table it until that's got 2 weeks, next city council meeting.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thanks. Again, it's now a fourth window closed session. So we're going to make a motion that we move number 11 to in between 8 and 9, so we have public participation before we go into the meeting. We want the public to know that the 4 to 7, it's over. Quarter to 8, it's over. Because we got to get into a session, because we got another councilman have to leave. And so we want to get into the appeal part of it. So we got some public participation, and we're going to, what's that, 40 minutes? You got here, 3 minutes apiece, there's 9 of you, that's 27 minutes. Everybody takes the 3 minutes, then we'll be in good shape and get out of here at 4 to 8, and we'll close the session down, move into a closed session, and then come back out of that. Just want to make everybody aware.
So you make a motion?
I made a motion that we move to adjust the agenda, put public participation before we're going into closed session.
Yes.
I'll second it. Okay. Have a motion by Russell, seconded by Lynn, to move public participation before our closed session. Will we have to do a roll call on that, or just a vote?
Just a regular.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any Any opposed? Okay. Wait, let's go.
You have a list?
I don't. Do you have it? Anybody else? So, yeah, so I have to hurry up. Thomas? Josh? No, I'm terrible at getting to yourself.
So I printed the letter. I didn't think I'd have to speak to you. I did the letter. I'll say it to you.
Yeah, that'd be fine. You saw the statement in 3 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Keep on time.
Keep time. All right. So I wanted to speak on the concept of Jane.
Please.
My name is Randy Gates.
Randy.
Yes. Okay, now another 10 seconds. All right. I am with Jack and Dan on a lot of different levels. I am not very good at public speaking and situations. But I am a volunteer with the 4-H course group and a leader. And I also work with the horse council, so I set up all the horse shows, all the community service that we do down the here in the block. And we're going to have some movement that's our life is really caring very well. So with a professional perspective, Jack is so amazing to have your women ready for us. We start on time. We have all our supplies together and ready for us. We, as a personal perspective, my son doesn't really ride, so he seeks Jack out. Jack shows him how to run the equipment, like shooting all the buttons, let him check it out, and gives the time to go get to know the kids. And then we joke a little bit with them, it's really kind of emotional. I really think that you need people like Jack. Thank you.
Thank you. Bailey?
That's me, sorry, it's Bailey.
It's what?
It's Bailey.
Bailey? Sorry.
It's okay, it gets mispronounced all the time.
Sorry, I also have a page. Which we probably don't talk about. Or then, or strip my mom.
Right, right. That's the car. You can get out. I didn't know your name.
Yeah. My name's Bailey Gates. It's J-A-Q-E-S. Sorry, you have some my own names and then... Yeah. You're lost. Are you guys ready? So I also, I'm a new volunteer, and so I volunteer and do a free riding club. So I teach kids that are 8 and under how to ride, ultimately how to ride their horses. And me only being Jack helps me out a lot, but he has even been like, I sometimes forget to ask. Like, I think to ask things, so and I'm like, oh, come on, it's fine, I'll just have to play with them, and then don't have to ride with them. And so it's when I suggest our together, like, start writing for me, that you guys get into this, and then we have a microphone and timer's up. And even when he's like there, he's really nice and friendly, all the kids are asking how they're ready for the show, and how they're doing, and how they feel, and how they've been writing. And then I also show up for H, and I also show up for shows. And Jack, he doesn't have to go to those, and I don't also set them up. But he doesn't have to go to those, he comes and watches us all, and asks
asked us how we didn't know their class, and he jokes with us. And like my mom said, my brother really was out. So he has kindergarten opinion with some of his friends, but he had fun jobs, so stick around and read it instead of then only disappearing. And he's just really helpful for it, like, you know, the photo shows he's always there and helping and super friendly and really nice. And the PBs, he's so nice. There's 20 PB kids, and he talks to every single one of them when he's there. He asks them how they've been doing and how they did the show and what they won and what ribbon they got, things like that. And I thought that's a big deal for them, because most people wouldn't ask them that. Most people would just be like, oh, yeah, whatever, you're a little kid. And so I feel like that means a lot to them.
Letter from Santee County 4-H, Monica Abrams.
So my name is Emily Kelso, K-E-N-L-E-Y-K-E-L-S-O. I'm reading on behalf of Mariah Everett. Dear Member of the City Council, my husband and I have been a member of the Santee County Western 4-H Horse Council for over 7 years and co-chairing for the past 5. In that time, we have had the privilege of working with Jack on many occasions. His support of our youth development program has allowed us to create a long-reaching and more successful program. Jack's willingness to help us with scheduling and preparing the arenas for our use has come great time commitment on his part. He has always been so welcome and goes above and beyond to create an environment conducive to working. His vision for the Convoy and the entire community is evident through the way he supports the rising generation. Both the facility itself is a direct correlation to Jack's ability to make the Convoy a place for many different equestrian events. Our youth have become accustomed to seeing Jack as a person to work for support. We appreciate all Jack has sacrificed for our program and our community. Thank you for all for taking the time to read this letter. Sincerely, Derek Mariah, Santa Cruz County Board of Horticulture.
Kevin Stallings.
I didn't take a flyer. Or a letter. But I bring with me a lot of experience with the Convoy Arena and with the rodeo program of this city. I've been in your shoes and I don't envy you. But my concern tonight is for the Convoy Arena. Because there, when it was built and when we tried to do it, volunteer help, and it went off the rust guard. It really did. But in the past 10 years, we had Jack and Dave in there, line upon line, and precept upon precept, and principle upon principle, and little by little, it's evolved. There's literally hundreds of people that appreciate what's been done out there. This is so unique to have a facility like this in a little town like this. And we've traveled around the state and we've done that. And we've seen the different facilities. And I'm really worried that if Jack goes away and Disney goes away, I'm just worried about what it's going to look like in 6 months or a year. As an employer, have you tried to hire anybody that's a hard worker lately? Even a worker, to try to find somebody with the kind of experience that's required to assume a responsibility like that is almost impossible. Unfortunately, we got some of these old timers like Mark and Jack. They don't work like a clock. They're not part-time. wants not only to interact with people, but to really care and to see the needs. And you know, there isn't much as an employer to have an employee that doesn't need to be told what to do. They can see what needs to be done and they get it done. And you know, I know that there's an element out there that might not like Jack for whatever reason or another, but there is a lot of people that can deny what has happened with Conflict. It literally puts mountainism on the map. And we can't calculate the tax dollars that come in from people who travel from out of town and stay in hotels, spend at our businesses and whatnot. So I just feel that perhaps to let Jack know it's not fair. In fact, I think it's reckless and careless to shoot somebody like Jack out of the saddle without firing a warning shot.
That's your 2 minutes.
Richard Tree.
Richard Tree, T-R-E.
I'm going to ask first of all for you to read a letter that was sent to me by Jack in the back of the reporting, which I agreed to do. Mayor Wilson did not let the city council. We members of the Central Utah chapter, the Backcountry Horsemen of Utah, would like to express our strong support of Jack Whitson's reinstatement as manager of the Conway Arena. We are unable to attend tonight's council meeting due to a previously scheduled packing pending posted by our organization. We would like to make our stance known. Mr. Whitson was a key contributor to our chapter's successful chartering in 2018 and has been invaluable to the success of many chapter events since then. The events hosted by our chapter, the Conroy Arena, have opened to community members and included monthly meetings, social gatherings, educational clinics, and multiple obstacle course events. Jack has provided us with facility support as well as publicity support through posting of flyers and word of mouth promotion since our inception. Conroy Arena and the Skyline Event, of course, are jewels for our community to treasure. It is exciting to witness the current improvements to the complex made possible in part by grant funds secured through Mr. Wilson's efforts. The completion of current and future projects will secure Conroy Arena as a choice venue for many years to come. We have served the reinstatement of Mr. Jack Whitson as manager of the Conroy Arena is the best choice for our community. His knowledge, kindness, work ethic, and commitment to the success and longevity of the complex cannot be replaced. He has worked to ensure Conroy Arena continues to attract world-class events, along with economic benefits of those events in Mount Pleasant. We urge you, Mr. Mayor, and council members, to promptly restore Mr. Whitson to his position of county or conflict in man. Thank you for your consideration. Central Utah chapter back in conclusion. Now, speaking with myself, I'm grateful for the democracy that we live in that gives us an opportunity to come and express thoughts and feelings that we have to publicly elected officials whose responsibility is to represent the needs and wants of the people that live in this area. I have strong feelings, and I'm going to express them tonight. But I want you to know that it comes out malice, feelings of support or an object or a situation are different than malice towards anyone. You know, a very successful businessman was once asked what the secret to his success was. His reply was without hesitation, was I had good people and then get out of the way and let them do the job. That businessman happened to be the president for football, so that led to a football coach at the university. Jack Whitson, Gene Whitson, was hired to manage Conroy Arena. My personal life applied for that position. I could blow the candle on what Jack and Gene had done. No way do I have qualifications to do that. They established and operated a multi-million dollar
business, and now they're donating basically their time and efforts towards Concord. If we would not hire a CEO with those qualifications and expertise, we'd be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. You guys know that. So let's see what's happening. You know, I've got a short list of no way at all. I guess in list,
your time has left.
I think you should get two. One for that, one really, one for yourself.
I agree.
Great.
Hey, her name.
Yes, thank you.
First of all, that's the cat and get it all the way. We won't shoot children in practice, but it's not like that's involved. We show the practice, high school movie, we're not shooting the practice, the team's holding the practice, the battle races the practice, the little bridges on your transfer facility, and all the others. We shoot the best horse sales, color shoot the practice, clinics, dog shoot classes, weddings, class, the end, sham, and your classic language. Shoes. And that's by no means a comprehensive list. If you've been there during the King Openings, during the high school rodeos, during the events, you know that what that facility is packed. But then we'll go see how much money is coming into the community. The improvements, and you really got cancer for saying that you wouldn't have come here had those improvements not been made. Really more the formal promoters of King Openings and other events in the West. Improvements, not all bands, at one memory, it's never solved one. Outdoor stall, already good, that's wash your ass, sweep the wooden bosses, replace the wooden with the indoor game, design out on it. Styling, the indoor course, rock, paint, wall, landscaping, wood fence, and drain system, lights, outdoor stalls, and rain, air conditions, and shadow. I get it, obviously, this is taking a few of the best. I think it's been said and then reject and get him to be replaced. I don't think that's possible. The decision to fire Jack was made in a conversation of anger, emotion. That happens. Mr. Mayor, I'm encouraging you to reverse that decision. Reinstate Jack immediately. Then develop a mission statement, a vision statement, and a plan for growth and development for Concord Arena. After that's done, sit down with Jack and get in and the mediator, look at any problems that may have come up in the course of things that have taken place. Get it resolved, and let's move on. Thank you.
Skyline event team two, Jerry Mathinson.
Second, Jerry Mathinson, CARRITNATTSR. I'm Jerry. I'm one of the owners of Skyline Event Team, and we host multiple events each year at Concord Arena. I'm here today to voice my continued support for Jack Galen, and ask that you appreciate Jack as an employee of the Concord Arena. Jack is an integral part of the events that Skyline hosts at the facility, and my hope is to go to Jeffrey about Jeff Concord. We had an event scheduled for September 15th or 18th, with hundreds of people coming to the city to stay, to be in the hotels, eat at the restaurants, to shop at the grocery store. Without the work of Jack and Galen, I don't know how I can guarantee those people that the event will even happen. So I ask that you please consider the impact of the people that run the horse shows at the Concord Arena and bring them to the city as you make this decision. Jack is a hard worker, always reliable, and essential.
Top three.
I'm here to as well support their lending support, laying my support on for the facility. I appreciate the effort that the city and the council's going to provide that facility to the members of the community. It's a great asset to our community. And as well, in capacity of a personal capacity, the capacity of playing on high school rodeo, my position with Wasatch for the Grace Lease Agreement, working agreement with the city to work out of there. I think the validity and the way it all works well is Galen, being part of Jack and Galen Woodison, their commitment to the facility and making sure that it's ready, that it works for everyone. If you travel around to different competitions, like Elrond Kipper, you don't know how to appreciate that well-run facility until you go to one that's not. When, say, something comes up at 11 o'clock at night, they can't get a hold of anybody to take care of something. Where here, anytime someone's come up, it's a phone call away. Whether it's the middle of the night, early in the morning, getting ready for the event, whatever it takes, I know it's a phone call away, and we can get whatever issues arise taken care of. And so I really appreciate that. And like I said, unless you go somewhere where nobody knows what's going on, can't get a hold of anybody, then it really makes you appreciate the way that facility is run. Thank you.
Strike, serving, you are meeting people. First, I'd like to thank Mount Pleasant City Power for about 10 days ago when we had a power outage due to a windstorm. We blew our shed roof off of our roof, hit our power line, tore up the pole, and they were there, Johnny on the spot, and by 11 o'clock we had full service, and we still really, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now I'm here to reiterate what everybody else has about Jack and Galen. I was here in the last meeting, and I don't want to belabor it, but mayor and council members, I'm grateful for the opportunity. This is mentioned before. This flag stands for something. It stands for something, I believe in, and that is democracy. And sometimes in a business or an organization like you folks, I know that you're here part-time. You do your job, people see what you do, but they don't see all the hours that you do put into it. And I want to kind of lead that into what Jack and Dave Lynn do, because they do the same thing. They're not there just when they need to be, they're there all the time, sometimes 7 days a week, because I see them, I live right next door to the consulate. I know when they're there, I know when the events are going on. My wife and I worked with them for years on that rodeo committee. We were chairmen on that committee. They were people we could count on any time, just like we mentioned before. If something needs to be built, he knows how to do it. If a horse corral needs to be built, he knows how to do it. When people come to that arena, they know it's going to be ready. And I don't know who said it before, I think it was Kevin. You're not going to replace those folks. And I really believe that this can be resolved through dialogue. It doesn't have to go through defamation or legal action. We can do it another way. I know that men can sit down together and resolve things, and I think that's what needs to happen here. And let these people do their job, as was mentioned before. Get out of the way and let them do their job, because they're doing a great job. Thank you, Jack.
So I got the agenda for tonight's like last Friday. So when I read that agenda, I was just a little concerned by what I read on there. I know you're having Jack's meeting tonight in a closed session, and then in 2 weeks we'll have another one. So I did that agenda, and what struck me is, because I sat in those chairs for 8 years, the vote was going to be a secret. I thought, this stands for something. Why do we have to have a secret vote? To me, that seems like in some of the companies it's our enemies. They can make idiots. But another point that I have concerning the next meeting, I know it involves one of the council members, and he's forbidden from being involved in the things. But I'll meet the mayor here. Should we use himself for being involved in that same meeting? The reason that I say that is because last year I brought my paper with me to prove my case. elected in office during primary elections, he took campaign donations from a public works supervisor. If you missed it right on his paper, but I had a little harder time than getting his paper. But if he's going to take campaign donations, to me, that's an ethical issue. I don't know whether it's probably legal, because you know, when the legislature makes laws, they probably make campaign donations from everybody, so they don't make something that's illegal. But it's an ethical issue, in my opinion. It's an ethical because it's somebody that you're supposed to be supervising, taking donations. What kind of deal? Who knows? It's the appearance. The appearance, in the ethical issues, it's the appearance that needs to be gone. So if it's an appearance, then you shouldn't be doing that. You probably shouldn't be doing that. So he should recuse himself. He's involved in that, and he's making campaign donations. So he should recuse himself from being involved in that hearing in 2 more weeks. And I think Jack has done a good job. I voted Jack for many years. He was working up there when I was on the council many, many years ago. So it's just, I say this with a heavy heart. It seems like this city has just gone, for the last 2 to 2.5 years, has really gone downhill. That was it.
Harrison Jorgensen.
You good, Steve?
So, I think what we heard here tonight is pretty self-explanatory. I know what it's like to be an elected representative by myself, represent the entire Republican Party of the state of Utah. I understand. I get it. But I sat with presidents this year, sat with governors, sat with members of legislatures, and I'm noticing a semi-disturbing problem. It's once these elected officials get elected, they forget why they're there. They forget the answer to these people. And I'm not pointing fingers at you, but it's something we have to watch out for. Because I see it on every single level, from bottom to top, and it's disturbing to me, because this is a democratic republic. We live in a republic, and you are meant to represent these people. And what you're looking out for is their best interest, and I think we have to separate. Sometimes we have to separate our personal feelings between what's best and what is in the best interest of these people. I'm old enough to remember when they first built the building. I'm old enough to remember when you'd go out there, none of the doors would go up and down, they were off the tracks, gates wouldn't close, things were off the hinges. I remember that crap. And it's like, you know what I want to use this? It's just a pain. It's just a hassle to come here when things don't work. I work close with Jack. Everybody who knows him and I are friends, and I follow him anywhere. He is a good man, and he does what's right for the people. And he does what's best for the community. For me, that's what's important, is doing what's best for the people and doing what's best for those whom you represent, regardless of how you feel personally sometimes. And I know it's tough. And I know it takes a lot of people driving to. No, I'll finish off with this. Have a good friend, extraordinary statesman, at the top of every level of government. I trust him to the ends of the earth. And he told me one thing that stuck with me ever since then. He says, politicians, political leaders, and representatives, they don't have to have all the answers. They just have to be smart enough to listen to the people who are closest to the issues.
Okay, that's everyone else on the list. And I'll make the motion we go into a closed session.
Why? So if I can answer that, the reason for that is that if you look at state code, it gives the individual immunity. I'm Kevin Daniels, I'm the city attorney. Yes. So under 10.3.11.06, it gives the option to the subject of the discussion to choose open or close.
this was done at the election of Mr. Witz and have this go into closed session. So that is why. That may not only be the case in future meetings, that's up to that particular individual. It's actually up to the individual who's the subject of the appeal. They get an option. So that's why. Thank you.
May I have a second?
I have a second.
I'll second. Motion by Russell.
Okay, a motion by Russell and second by Ronnie to go into closed session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Can I take 30 seconds? And can I take a turn or call on everybody that wants to go there? Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
I don't have the words. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Motion by Russell to come back into open city council meeting. We'll go, not now.
Lynn?
Here.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes, sure. Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, so we should turn to you over the time to give votes.
For the results.
For the results of the votes. Jackson Bill.
The results were 2 votes to reinstate with conditions, 3 votes to reinstate without conditions. It will be reinstated without conditions.
Alright, now I'll make the motion that, let's see, we reinstate Jack with
back.
I'll second that. Okay, so I have a motion by Paul, second by Russell to reinstate Jack with back pay. Real call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next on our agenda is approval of resolution 2022-12. Resolution authorizing the solar steel, a project amended and restarted the transaction scheduled under the master firm power supply agreement with Utah Associated Multiple Power Systems and Related Matters.
This is what we talked about.
So this is what we had.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept resolution 2022-12. Resolution authorizing the steel sort of donate project amending and reinstated transaction schedule under the master firm power supply agreement to Utah Associated Municipal Power System and Related Matters.
I'll second that motion. All right, Stan made the motion, second by Paul, to approve the resolution 2022-12, a resolution authorizing the steel solar, a project amended and restart the transaction schedule under the master firm power supply agreement with Utah Association Multiple Power System and Related Matters. Roll call.
Sam?
Yes.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
All right. council reports, Paul.
Quest for gas is still working for the Long Avenue Industrial Park. We've got several lots that people are just doing absolutely nothing. And there is a lot that is still actually under the city's name and never did get. It's recorded. So it's not the same thing. So they go to take that property back and just pay those people the money that they paid plus what they made in taxes.
Really? They didn't pay them taxes because the city
was paying. Well, they don't pay taxes. It'd be to us as long as they're on the campus.
It's not the city's name.
All it is.
Hey, maybe I'm for a question.
But I don't do it, baby. Because you never got one. I'm talking about Edward Christensen's.
The one that's still in the city name?
Yeah. No, that's not.
His name. I guess, is that one that is in the city name, big enough?
Yeah, it is. Now I can't remember. Cluster would be a great benefit out there. So anyway, we've got people coming every week on out there. We really do. I know that.
That's awesome.
Would it be in the city interest to ask Robin Monk if she would sell that piece just north of the Hardwick? How about Long Betting, right across the road right there?
They live right out in Jordan, go over to Cold Jordan?
Yeah. Well, and clear up to Fifth West, from Fifth West down, all the way down to there, you know. I mean, that would be great property for more expansion in our industrial park. Mm-hmm. But show guys, I was looking at too, right down my walk, the very north end of the Cold Jordan. There's a room over in that thing. You can get Jack and then they go use it, but me on it. I know where that very north end. There's room for some building blocks in that. I mean, it's beyond where the clustering goes. So you're talking the south end. All of it. Yeah. Over the south end. Then the guy that we approved to build a fence for him, is he gone?
He's gone. He sold him out.
Which guy was that?
Well, it's Gary Anderson's old property. It's right there west of the runway strip. That farm. Or that room. That was his
name. Oh.
What was his name?
Stewart. Yeah, he's down to Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah.
I don't know who got that for him. Walk to the north. I haven't checked it off to see how many feet there are there that ends where the equipment is. There's no horses. There's no track for at least 100 yards. If that's something that we can work out, you know, and get that property, that there's room there for there's some small businesses.
You would have more problem with utilities there, especially
there. You got to have to do septics there.
Yeah, you have to do septics or another to pump it again.
Yeah, just use honey bottles.
It's not that old mountain right away.
But anyway, he's a woman in town. Would it be okay if I talk to Robin and see if she would sell it and see what she'd want for it?
You go butchers
and I guess that might come with that.
Said you got $3/4 of a million in there. I mean, if you were to invest, if you were to invest in your properties, I'm like you, I think, personally.
Right.
But if we're not letting people on the island, it would be definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Those are the options going into it.
I look at the Roosevelt's industrial park as you're going into Roosevelt. I mean, that's like 5 miles long, and it's full.
That brings jobs around, but you know, most of them.
Yeah. I'll check into that and see. Since we're selling the park, I'll check out for you.
school was the beach just on the other side of George's Lane there, Joanne's Lake to the south.
Very.
Yeah. And then one of the Highway 89.
I'm not sure George's thing and everything. I think Terry might be leasing that from DA. I don't know for sure.
I know it's across the highway, but it's,
yeah,
does that matter?
And the city limits, we have to annex that as being.
Right. But my Paul talks about that. I mean, we got that kind of business support that can be in here, tax dollars. We probably need to do what we need to do to get that.
That's what we need to do.
I'll talk to her, I'll see what can be done for the county. I don't have anything else other than I'd like to get up as an Ohio village. I don't know what's happened to that lot that we're supposedly.
I'm not pretending to have any son that one.
Which one?
A lot at the Ohio village that we bought the property that we bought. I don't understand what happened.
The person that called the test is not on the direct.
Side 89.
We need to get you to go to that.
We still looking for somebody to be on our zoning, planning zoning.
Maybe. I've talked to one person and then get back to me.
Maybe you have a Brett Nudes and said he'd be interested in it, so.
Okay.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good one.
They had made a suggestion of Justin. My only concern is with him being already on the main street. I would like to see if we could get somebody else to be on another committee. You know what I'm saying? To spread it to more people, more citizens who get involved, I think we'd be better off. That was another name that was brought by somebody. So that was, like I said, that was my concern with Justin. I mean, all that's on the Main Street Committee, it's like county committees.
Justin was a building, so
his wife had a... But I've done some conflicts too, because like this last subdivision where we had some guys doing our engineering of it, and then that runs into that conflict too, so.
And then they have their meetings next week, next Tuesday at noon, so maybe bring it up with David Lynn. Did you have that suggestion?
Do you want me to pass it on to him?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll pass it on to him.
Again, I guess we're just signing up for title and stuff for fall stuff, so that's about all I got.
Has Stephanie talked to you any about meeting with other cities?
She hadn't. I didn't get a chance. I'm in and out of service so much.
I'd really like to see us meet with the other cities and see what we can work out, because with Tim leaving, I said, I'm just fearful. There's really going to be us short-handed, and I just think some of these other cities with their rec director needs to step up and help us somewhat run the program. I just don't think it's right that we're running now.
No, so we're taking it all on.
We're taking our experience, we're taking everything on. We got to get these other cities that's coming and participate.
Oh, I know.
To step up and help us out.
Well, that in the last time we brought that up to that meeting.
It did go anywhere. I'd like to re-bring it again.
The only one that was Courtney.
Courtney,
he said, I didn't realize we were spending such a few dollars on our youth and so much on our senior citizens. He did come back and recognize that. That's as far as the ground went.
Oh, that's a topic we're going to keep pushing.
I think it's a good idea, yeah.
I think that's...
Well, that was. We reap all the benefit of people coming to this community, our businesses. But I can't remember who said that.
I don't think it's that much of drinks and stuff afterwards. It's...
We stop eating out of the evening, and we come to play ball, not pleasant. We end up eating at one of the local establishments, and my 7-year-old brother's paying $40 on concessions. We bought nachos for about 10 different kids.
That was good point.
So the paving, they're going to plan on start paving the last week of August, because the east and the dirt's out. And they'll be here Friday to fog seal the roads and chip. So.
That's Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the update on.
Do we need to send that in with our new program? We can send something out?
Yeah, we should send a notification out on that yellow flyer. They'll be in town on Friday.
So it might help people twist your perception.
Yeah, I get their cars and they're on the road to say, but they're not.
You're not straight.
Maybe before you send that message out, let me just double check. For sure.
Will you double check and then?
He sent me a message Friday, but I'll.
Just let Natalie or Natalie or Dave know so we can.
Okay.
So we can send it out on the yellow file. Okay, we'll make it some power.
Yeah, take care of everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Get the stuff on the wall and stuff. Let's get a power right now.
We're
doing good. What do they should say to them?
I have to drink less than
200 south, 700 south.
On the subdivision.
On the subdivision. And Chip showed them they're coming back to put the final bill.
Oh, you mean that the rocky part they put down now?
Good.
I have two that takes 500 to work, okay?
And they don't really train the blading convenience. It's, I mean, you can drive pretty quick. It's not like...
I noticed that on the main highway.
Yeah.
Don't get off of it just to let it dry.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Just trying to do it as a courtesy for the system.
No.
It's okay, that will be possible. Make it
to the end. 500 left, 200 south, 700
south.
And this subdivision.
Doesn't be subdivision. Was he done with that?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I've been
up. Yes. You've got a new schedule out and everything up there, you know that. And then she's trying to get people so she can email that are signed on the door for people to sign up and give them their email so she can send them an email out as to closures and schedules and everything that's going on that way. Well, yeah, that's a big problem. She could probably use the same program, too.
Yeah.
She does a good job, and that's why I know she's trying to do that and get that arranged. And then I had Paul Weber call me, and he said, I heard a rumor that you're going to let citizens cut down the trees on State Street. And I said, well, that's something that had to come up. But I said, before we do that, we'd have to get with the power department to trim them down all up. We didn't rip power line down. Somebody up there with a chainsaw. And he was wondering about, because he says, and you need to put a time frame on it. He says, because people will say they're going to take them, but then they'll never go do it. But he's willing to cut and take them from lumber and for firewood. he was wondering about small branches that we could arrange to have them cleaned up. Because it was over after.
He could have the wood, but he'd have to let him take care of it. We had the branches down the same yard.
Down the sewer pond, we'd let him take it down the sewer pond. So that's really, that's what you want to do with it. Because I know that happening.
Yeah, I didn't do that, I'm doing the whole thing separately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the easy part of cutting it out.
Yeah.
But we need to trim the top, go into the power lines. We need to get them trimmed down to where they can, then they can go ahead and knock them down, right? I wonder if we want to put that out to the citizens and say that nine young folks, that's what I'm telling you.
Which one is that?
Well, on Main Street.
Well, State Street,
maybe.
State Street, there's like 20-something trees.
You know, my mom's house has two in front of it.
See, and you get one there, you don't go down there, but it's in that strip. Then you go up back, you know, after and dig stuff.
Somebody else's house.
So in the strip, not in the...
Correct.
So are you taking them out, or you have the choice of having them taken out?
The dead ones were the dead ones.
Okay, gotcha.
The dead ones we're going to take out. And then, if they trim the top, some of these...
Yeah, I agree. Some of those, they need to be trimmed with water, and they'll be fine.
So, I don't know, somebody, but how do you feel about that?
Does Shane have clothes on his trimming list this year?
But you know, he was here, he talked to us, but I mean, he said he didn't talk to John Sapp, who cut that on here, I could really talk to him.
We don't, I mean, those are like... I mean, you notice in most of the storm now we very rarely have an outage because of the trim and not ones that don't affect anything, you know.
I remember I knew this could be a separate payment from one of the contract guys to see what
we did on that, but I was telling Paul about a guy that he trimmed them for Manti, and he was very busy on that. We had a whole bunch of them down my parents.
Is there any issue with cutting wood that I had cut mic out of the power line?
So all of them are what we call secondary lines.
So like,
I mean, those, unless he cuts through the line,
that's what I'm asking. Being like a guy that would be okay to do,
yeah,
is what I'm asking. But yeah,
he's pretty good.
It'd be all right to tell him to go.
Yeah, because he's got
more to send him down the chimney.
He'd bring the lift and you'd take the tops down so that we could off them.
I guess I'm good.
And then he trimmed all the other ones. I know he trims for Manti.
The big key that I would say that we also need to advertise is they really need to do a traffic control and put some signage up to coordinate that. Even if you say the signage, but you know, it's a state highway, they'll see it over the government. Instead of the CC, we'll just go cut it down.
What might be the thing to do is see what it would cost us for liability's sakes, maybe, is to see what it would cost to have them just down.
Yeah.
On the fire.
I mean, they can just drop them off, and then they come in and chunk them off.
That might be our approach to look to see what that would cost.
They drop them, and they have people to come and scoop that wood up. Like,
I was.
But they're going to throw it out of the block, but they come back, the wood was gone, you know.
That's what I'm saying. They need to get rid of it, though, because fire's coming. That's when they... Yeah. But it would be on state for liability. It would be good to definitely... Whether it was you or Colt or somebody had some signing kind of there. Just
so somebody... I'm going to close that outside the lane, just...
Yeah.
Instead of parking lane or something, so that it isn't on the ground.
Just keep them all down, is that what you're saying?
No, just
the
back.
Just the back, okay. I don't know if you're going to talk about the back, down in 4th and
down
on 4th and 400
South. So now, we're going to have to go back.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. They don't look very good.
I'll be here again.
They could be, but my niece will be coming out probably in the next week. She works for the city of Saratoga Springs, and she's their arborist.
I would suggest maybe if you, if it's something like that, maybe get a city hall and That's what they're looking at.
Okay.
They're in that strip.
Yeah, they were in that strip. I was just looking at the picture.
Some of them are not in the strip too.
That's what I'm saying, behind the sidewalk. And then that would be a shining station. I don't think we should lay a foundation there.
They're in that strip.
The city has an ordinance that the property owner's supposed to take care of those trees. So what we need to start doing is to make sure that ordinance is being enforced. Make these property owners...
What matters if they don't do it, then the city cleans it up and builds it for it, which you could have this guy do. Drop them down, you know, because some people may not be able to do that.
It's an option. Well, again, before we've done anything, we probably have to contact this owners.
Behind them,
which we're going to do that, and give them the option of doing something that way.
Sure, now she can clean up. Well, I think it would be good if we could get rid of them ones that they get trees that you guys would approve to go on the power lines that would
have to be my...
I don't think you'd get rid of ones.
No, I don't.
It's a nice corner.
Which I know back in the day, I don't either remember the other day when you do other days, and I remember people planting.
Elementary school, we brought plant trees.
I remember the plant, and we got out of there.
Yeah,
we got to go and take care of it.
I remember
when they planted them all. They let me in, and Pat was on the council, and they got killed. They got killed when I was on the city council, and I was coming back from the cemetery.
Yeah,
seeing the planter box out.
Yeah.
But then they were on the council, and they planted all these trees. And that was back in the late 60s. It was mid-60s, I guess.
Well, I think we need to entertain a grip line all the way over.
I agree.
I think you can.
Again, if our ordinance is that people behind the deal is supposed to kill them, I think that's what we're doing.
What do they do?
And again, we got to come back in, we got to go in for that service.
And now you're going to look at pretty green trees all the way down the State Street.
Yeah. I don't know how you put in that many drip systems.
I just think
that there was an active way to talk to these people. I think they'd be willing to do it. But it couldn't just be at one time, when you put water in the street. I think it needs to be repetitive, or they won't do it.
You notice everybody's got a pretty green wall.
Oh, yeah.
The trees are all good.
Sure they are.
Sorry, my trees are good. My lawn looks like... I water my trees all day, my grass, I'm not watering. I spend money.
That's all I got.
Okay. Sam, what do you got?
Nothing on the other side. I haven't had any real restrictions, so good that way. And we've been pretty quiet. We had a lightning strike up in Scotty Mountain last Friday. The only other thing I was going to ask if we could look into again is where the district last night was still, last payment they received is in March. So,
we must be giving up because I got one sitting on my desk that was just set.
And the last one was set in March of 10,000. I got it last night. It was 10,000. So I don't know what's going on if they're not. I don't know. I don't know if it's just someone getting lost in the mail.
I guess we need to go back and see if they're getting cashed.
That's what I need. Somebody's looking into it and see, because I don't want to answer for them.
The last one, they haven't raised up to the $5 on the thing for that.
Yeah, then they would start up June, July,
Christmas. No, they've been for July, they didn't have it.
And see, and I get anything on my chamber's office, the last panel can get us March. So, I don't know.
I've signed them, I remember talking about the board,
so I just... And I can call you tomorrow and just short back and see if they can cash. So, you're not a major issue, but it'd be nice to know somewhere. Okay. Anyway, anything else?
Mayor, before you close, I did want to let you know, I'm not billing for for anything regarding Jack's stuff, so I can donate that to the city. So thank you.
Thank you. Need a tax write-off?
That's not much for me already. If we can get into all the issues,
I got one other that I forgot. I had a lady called Nan Anderson call me, and she had a little dog, a deer dog, and they had to put it down. But and this same deer, I know it's the one that Bill Tucker, they put her up against her porch. It's aggressive as heck, but are we considered buying the tranquilizer gun and letting our police department take? I don't know. I'm going to go up to the computer.
Cameron, you can't do it.
No, I was just going to say, if I could move the deer over to my neighbor, the person putting out the dogs.
I'm just afraid that little kid's going to get it one of these days.
Yeah, it's not worried about life, but I haven't had any shit, I put my pants up.
I have aggressive animals, vicious animals.
I have lead concerns too. There, yeah. Something's not done where it's come after a lady and a dog. I have worries on the legal end that it's not.
I can talk to Matt and see what he says, see what they can do. You said that's a city problem.
Right. No, it's a city problem.
It's a city problem, and I guess we can,
without shooting them,
you can't do that.
We didn't have to tackle people. You should have to take care of it.
I would ask Matt before you done anything, by that, to sign a statement, because the DWR might have a different idea than it.
Yeah.
I know they got a lot of things on that one.
Sure, but with my paintball gun, because I get in my garden, it says you can't do that. Shrubs and trees and everything. Okay, I had a couple of things. We met with the senior citizen board and probably over a month ago. One of the concerns we had with them was in the past, John.
what's his name? Schumann was getting paid to take care of the lawn and everything else, and then the city guys ended up doing it. So we went in and talked to them. They come back with this proposal, so I wanted to give it to you tonight to see what you guys thought about it. The Mantos senior board members talked a little bit about how to handle the money from the Mantos on the building. We came up with us renting a collecting event to see that it was cleaned up afterwards, the same, I got my glasses reading, I hate this, the same that we are doing, have been doing. Each month we receive 70% for upkeep of the building and grounds, as you have been doing, like the plumbing, heating, and air on the building, snow removal, mowing, and watering the lawns. The senior board would then use the 30% of the cleaning and keep the furniture and other items in repair inside the building, like trash bags, bathroom supplies, and cleaning supplies. Each month our treasurer would know how many rentals there was and make a payment to the city. Thank you for your help with the senior citizens and Mount Pleasant Senior Board President Dan Anderson. Any concerns anybody has with that or
with the running being much of a cost?
Probably not. But it depends on how many times they rent the building.
My opinion, I guess, would be, just, I don't know about 70-30, I think that would be good for seniors, if they could.
So we would be, hey, we'd pay all the power, we'd pay all the gas, we'd pay all the...
We have to pay all that.
Yeah. So basically, we're keeping the 30% to keep their program running.
Is that enough to keep, I guess my question is, that enough to keep the program running?
They felt like it was. So,
I would say that it's a total fine with it.
So I just wanted to bring that up, that we met with them. We did have some concerns over, you know, money, why, who's doing what with that. Just some misunderstandings, basically. So that report may come back to that situation.
Not a senior one, it's the center.
The senior center, yeah, the senior center.
Yeah, I want to go for that.
We got the JDB today. They have the plans just about ready for a new well to come to Cente. They got a couple issues with the well itself. They're going to do a test on it. So we're real close. They're hoping within 2 weeks it will be about ready to go out there. And then on the irrigation project, the NRCS is making them changes to an EIS project, which is going to delay it probably 3 or 4 months longer, but there's no cap at the $25 million that they match to help us. So it's probably best for us to go ahead and do it, because the cost has doubled so much in the last 2 years that we'd be out of the money before we get started.
Well, my time is going to help.
Yeah, things fell off and stopped all that.
I mean, yeah, and that went way
better.
Can we start it? I get that ass ball all the time. You can't without that.
We can't without this.
Yeah,
we're hoping we'll drag out another 3 or 4 months and then we'll be doing it again. But like I'm saying, for the dollar amount, it'll be a lot better.
Then and you're at that point, then we have to prove it, and that's what
yes.
It's all
yes.
So it's a little bit more compelling.
Yeah. You're not looking at that. The nice thing with
you're probably looking at a couple of years on
this. Well, the nice thing with doing this wrap then is that the environmental study would also work for Pleasant Creek and Twin Creek.
Yeah.
And then we'd apply to do a flood preventive on Twin Creek.
Did they already do the survey? I thought they did the
environment. Preliminary, but it's not full from what we were telling this. But then this would work for both drainages.
So then what we have part of it, so it wouldn't be much.
Okay, well, that's what you're saying. They can do it probably 3 months after it's approved by NRCS to go to switch to the EIS. So that's in 3 months afterwards. Then that way we could do a flood drainage on Twin Creek, which should, hopefully, if the flood drainage works, then it would take out the people that's not having to pay flood insurance on the south end of town.
Yeah,
that's
good. It's been a long time we've got this on the main land. We've been thinning out there at the rodeo grounds, and some of them have been removed already.
Yeah.
But we got to solve that issue.
After the CIS, have they got the engineering done? I mean, on...
I think the pond is basically done.
But they want to have the lines and the panels.
Preliminaries.
Well, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. The biggest thing is we've got to get that done before 2030 to... Because the new city law, all the secondary's got to be metered by then.
And that would have been metered anyway.
No, each resident metered by the meter. By the new state law.
When is your mind out of the way to find it?
Yeah.
That's part of the 10 years.
Yeah.
That's made that you might rather than plan a year.
Might have been a lie.
Might be a lie. Might still be stuck in there.
What really kicks me off about this whole thing is our roads. We can't. We've been holding off on these roads because of this project. And how long do we?
Yeah, I think we're way around that. I think we need to. I think we need to chip away at enough. We
start. I do too.
I think we could also go around and get some. We just do like state county and we'll do some skin patching. I mean, really, I think those would require quite a bit of time to get rid of the potholes and a whole lot longer. So, we need to just keep spending our money and going forward.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we can run it anymore.
But yeah, that's the problem I use.
Well, we're
not being able to spend time in the irrigation system, can I say? Kind of have another budget.
Wouldn't be that bad. Just know how that kind of...
That's finally done.
That part of it's finally done.
I mean, that's been the biggest hurdle.
Yes.
That's how long now.
Jet shuttles?
No, the NRCS retired.
The economists.
They finally got back. That's what Bryce said. He finally got everything back. And now NRCS comes in and says, you need to switch this project to this EIS. So,
and then we go on with that, and then we have another big weddings and that, so it's all weddings, which is a positive.
Yeah.
We're going to have that guy, one hand weather, we're doing.
Yeah.
Then we sent back here, we're going, and we have that one, and... Anyway.
Yep.
So, I think that's all I had.
We know you can have a well.
The comment.
So we did get approval to drill out
there. We ain't got bids or anything else.
No.
Well, it's high tower drilling. We'll be back to drilling.
Have you heard that?
I haven't got a date when I'll be back.
Okay.
I have got to drilling.
They were up a week,
so they were in Arizona,
Idaho.
I don't know. I'm just
someplace in Idaho.
Hopefully, not like the rest of the world here.
Okay.
We're going to make a motion to re-adjourn.
Let us score.
That's awesome.
Okay, I was in favor.
All right.
Here goes.